Listening to the Universe. The educational shortcut is always a lie. The only thing we will find in a shortcut is a fantasy or fairy tale, an impression of education, or make-believe success. There's really no need to take shortcuts in life. Learning and growing up is beautiful. Growing up is an act of endless little adventures as you pursue your little curiosities onward to wisdom. Most adventures are very poetic, adventures in spirit, so to speak, such as learning to paint lowbrow art with oil on canvas whilst listening to Kenji Kawai. Many adventures are actual expeditions that involve backpacks and sometimes even tents. It still counts when you only camp in your backyard. An adventure is an adventure. The more advanced art of listening to audiobooks when hiking through little wilderness is so pleasant, so relaxing, and educational that no one should want to skip it. When books are read to us, we really connect with what the author is saying. Reading books with our own inner voice is not perfect because we bring in our own worries and tone. The book is always tethered down with what is going on in our life and what comes tomorrow. Books are stories that must be told with passion and by an external voice with some approval from the author, if not the author herself. It is not possible to walk through the woods and sticks and roots and read a book in such a way that we can hear the author try to teach us wisdom. Yes, it is important that we walk through green valleys and fragrant woodlands. It is not the same to listen to a book in the busy streets of a city full of strangers. Nature has a very powerful impact on us. It makes us slow down. It makes us calmer. We sleep at sunset and awake at sunrise. Without fears, distractions, and the hurry of the busy life, books begin fitting into our lifestyle as our heart begins to call for wisdom. Nature and books are the opposite of shortcuts. They create very long and wise lives. This is a lifestyle of learning and growing up. It cannot hurt us, it can only make us better, and it will spare us mistakes. In this kind of life, no one will push you to hurry up. No one will frighten you or lie to you. Here you just cheerfully move at your own speed. Always thinking, and always learning, always growing up. In the life that we are all expected to live, people lie when they say college will grant us a successful career. Only you can guarantee yourself a successful career, and you have to start very early, maybe as early as middle school. You have to begin thinking about co-founding a series of tiny companies that will help you learn about business and what it means to be a leader, a founder, and a CEO. You have to discover and follow your passions and further your inventions. Real investors don't care much for a sales pitch with an elevator cartoon. They look for genius, passion, sanity, health and balance, and long-term visions. On the other hand, working for somebody else under several management layers does not guarantee a healthy career. We may be forced into stress, overwork, and have all our balance drained from us. Just because we can work at a breakneck speed, it does not mean that we should. That kind of lifestyle is extremely dangerous. Servitude of this kind will make us age faster. Long after the bosses tried to tell us life is not fair, we will still suffer from effects of overwork. We must keep a healthy balance with day and night and nature. We are not machines. We are poetry. There are no shortcuts, and learning is beautiful. For one, you never stop learning, and two, life never stops challenging you, and three, you must live healthy. Take good care of yourself. It is the lifetimes of wisdom you inherit from all the books that make the biggest difference. Life is meant to be lived beautifully and cheerfully. Consciousness is such an impossible gift from the universe that without a doubt you are meant to be happy.